Okay.
What's up, girl?
He stood me up again.
Again? Mm-hmm. Well, what's up with this guy? Do you really like him that much?
Yes, honey. I love him. He is fine. He does a lot of nice things for me.
I know he used to do nice stuff for you, but what has he done for you lately? What's up, girl?
He stood me up again.
She was so upset. She was repeating.
She was on the repeat.
Dear Chicago.
Down south.
Drove to Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome, you guys. Oh my God. We are like in a real studio today.
Real studio.
Can't you believe it?
Can't you believe it? So what's going on? Who are you? And why do you have a big head of lettuce on your tooth?
Oh, I only had pineapple.
It's on that side. Over? No. One? Right there. I mean, welcome to Foul Monkeys. We record out of, Chicago, Illinois, the Rogers Park area. You are speaking to your host, Janet, a one Miss Jackson.
Oh. I don't think I've ever used that one. Janet's voice has changed a lot in the past couple years. It's not so whispering. It's more like cold related.
I have a cold.
I can't. That's how she coughs.
Right. She's like.
She's one of those people that go, that sneeze. They go, ah, ah. Ah! You know it. She totally is.
Right.
I have a couple of those people in my office that I'm like, bitch, you weigh 450 pounds. There's no way your sneeze sounds like. Stop. That's not cute. You don't look cute when you're doing it.
I know. Why is it that people look really weird when they sneeze?
I think dogs look funny when they sneeze. Yeah. They do this like upper lip, like kind of like stretch thing. And they're like, what's happening to me?
Right. So I have a cold.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who are you?
I guess no one. So oh,
nice to meet you, no one.
What have you done for me lately, no one?
So what you guys heard was the intro to What Have You Done For Me Lately, because on Thursday, the Control album celebrated its 30 years since being released on February 4th, 1986.
Is Control the one that has like the red and the blue?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. She's like, it's all like triangular, kind of mm-hmm. like Janet.
Yeah.
Because Janet went through like a triangle. She went through a triangle phase, yes, too, where yes. everything was like.
All outlined.
Wow, triangles.
Yes. Some of the outfits from the Control era are.
She even had the, like, was it asymmetrical triangle haircut?
No, she did not have that.
She didn't have the T-Boz?
No, she had she had like a really like.
Huge side pony.
No, she had a huge like updo, like. A bouffant, mm-hmm. and it was really curly, and her hair was like big, and she was rocking
When you say her hair, you mean some little Asian.
Her butt hair. Yeah, for sure. It's her hair. She bought it with her money.
Yeah.
It's her hair. Okay. I don't care if it came off of someone else's head. She bought it. She paid for it with her own money. It's her hair. No, she's like Barbie. They pulled her hair out of her head.
Oh, okay.
So. It was it's celebrating its 30th year, and 30. It's just
wow. I was 8 years old when it I know. Came out.
I was. Well, how old was I? It was 1986.
You were six.
Yeah, I was 6 years old when that thing came out. Damn.
Girl, no, I was it not turned six, 30. I was born 36, right?
No, I'm 37.
Oh, 37. Oh. Mm-hmm. So you've been tricking me and saying you're 2 years younger than me when you're actually.
No.
1 year younger than me.
No. I've always said I was 1 year younger than you. I don't lie about my age. That's
you that. Should.
You asshole.
Why did RC give a shit about you apparently saying that we go to Chick-fil-A to eat?
What did he say?
He was like, I'm not buying cards from you guys anymore. I'm going to Melinda.
Oh. Is Melinda selling hers too?
Yeah. She started selling them. She actually was telling me, I hope she doesn't mind that I'm telling this part, but she text messaged me. She said, oh, I took some of my cards to my like workout class to see, you know, to get a feel of what people like and stuff. And mm-hmm. she goes, and they bought them all. I was like, oh, you go, girl.
I mean, hey.
She's doing something good, too. You know, she lives in a small town, but like the area is like a, like she works for a resort area. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's all kinds of people that come in that don't live there. But she went to like her local shop and she's selling like postcards that she's making.
I was thinking about doing that
postcards
too.
Postcards is cool.
Postcards are really cool too.
And they're really cute.
And it's a lot of less. You use a lot less
layer.
Paper.
One yeah. layer.
Because then you can go down to like a. You don't have to. You know, you can get away with almost a 65-pound card stock.
I think my. That might
as
be
long
a little
as it's. Is it, as
I think
as
80 it, pound is good.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I think if you do 60, if it doesn't have like a lot of embellishments, like if it's just a stamp mm-hmm. on the front side, I think you can get away with it.
So you guys, just to let you know, I don't know what Roger was talking about eating a Chick-fil-A.
Wait, what did he say? Is that all he said? That he was just going to go eat?
Yeah, he actually sent me a cross sign with a chicken head next to it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't know if he's bought any cards from you, but since he hasn't bought any cards from me, he really has no right to say, I'm not going to buy any cards from you guys, and I'm going to buy them from Melinda, because he has yet to buy any. So when you buy, and then we say a statement like that, and then you come back and you say, I'm not going to buy any more of your cards, then I'll believe you. So go ahead and buy some cards first, and then make that statement.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I see what you're saying. You're saying, like, we need your statement to be true.
No, we need your money for the cards.
And then you could just go purchase some more stuff. Buy Melinda's, too, because hers are awesome. I
yes,
love her cards.
Yes, yes.
We're not in a competition.
Exactly. We want to support each other. And
although, I wonder, like, in the crafting world, you know, we haven't gone too far into it yet, mm-hmm. but I wonder in the crafting world if it's, like, crafters hate each like secretly
oh,
hate each other
like,
it's kind of like podcasting too, because like, you know, even though I've been doing this for almost 10 years, there's been times where podcasters like brought out their claws and
oh,
all
yeah.
that stuff.
I think with this medium it's a little bit different, because
you're supposed to be doing happy things for people.
No, I just think that, you know, have you felt like and this could be something that maybe it's just because we're barely getting into it. Do you feel like all of a sudden card making is like a big thing?
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't feel that way, right?
But it's only because, well, it's like kind of
it's
the same
one
thing.
Because we're getting into it, right?
It's kind of like when you get a new car, you never see that car until
and all of
you
a sudden,
get a new
right.
car. And then, oh, all of a sudden, everybody has to have the car.
I wonder if that's because, like, it's so new.
For us,
yeah, like you know, kind of like the same thing with the car, like it's mm-hmm. so new that all of a sudden this is so fucking insane. We're starting to notice it and whatever. I don't know. I mean, I guess like everyone's aesthetic is different. Like I see some of the stuff that like Tim Holtz does with like the frames and all that shit on it, and I'm like,
this is crazy. That's
I
like artwork.
I like things to be a little simpler, if that makes sense. Like, I don't mind a card that has embellishments on it, but I prefer the cards that are very simple, because they say more.
I'm sure he does listen, and he'll never ever meet me. But I kind of find some of the stuff he has gaudy.
Totally.
Like, there's too much of... I don't know.
But don't you think that that's a little bit more of, like, that's his... That's the audience that he is aiming for,
right.
Who is, you know, a little bit older, typically white, mostly, if not all, women. And they're typically, they like that gaudy shit. Because remember when we went to that store that we went to in Villa Park? When we walked in there, like, they had a lot of gaudy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And not that there's anything wrong with that, because I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But that's just not my part, not my aesthetic, particularly. Like, I don't like all that stuff. So I wonder if that's what, maybe that's why, like, he knows who he's catering for.
Right.
So he probably does it that way.
You guys, like, and I had two people reach out to me about card making this week, which is pretty cool.
Who?
And one of them's RC.
Oh,
I'm like, No.
And then, and right, the other and then one you was don't have Melissa. The nerve.
pretty much their question was, how expensive is it to get into it?
Really fucking expensive. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, it's super, super duper expensive.
It's, if you're a normal person that doesn't get addicted to things, you could probably do it and make a few cards and be good, because you just need regular card stock, a few stamp sets, and some.
Okay, let glue. Me stop for a second. Let me stop. Okay, so just a couple of rules for the people, and I'm sure that you probably told them. So what I've learned from Ricky, and I'm sure Ricky learned it as well, is that you definitely want to go with 80 pound to 100 or 110 card stock as mm-hmm. your base, for sure. Don't make the mistake that I did, which I bought 65 pound card base, and then it's not as sturdy.
You can only use that for layering.
You want to use 65 to 80 for layering because it's sturdier. Although I don't think that the 80 pound is, I mean, I guess you could use it. It's probably fine for layering, but I think
it might be too much.
I was going to say, maybe wasting good card stock on something that is only being used as a background.
80 pound is what you use if you're going to be coloring something. Like, if you're going to be cutting out stamps and using it, like, propping it up onto the card.
I have to say, like, I use 65 pound for, like, my stamps, because that's what I have. Mm-hmm. I haven't transitioned over to the 80 pound yet. And it's fine. I mean, they hold up really well. They don't, like, bend or anything. So, I mean, I think you could get away with that. I do have to say, though, the coloring thing, that's, you have to make sure you get the right paper for coloring. Because I've used, like, my Copic markers and my Zig markers, and it's shredded the cardstock that I have, because mm-hmm. it's just not heavy enough, and it's not good quality of paper. So your investment is going to be, invest in 80 pound and above cardstock. You definitely want to get a good die cut machine, like the Sizzix Big Shot or the Big Kick, which is what Ricky and I have. Mm-hmm. You definitely want to get
that right there. Just alone is $80 some.
That, oh my god, the die cut machine is going to cost you like at least $200.
No, mine wasn't that much. If you get it on Amazon, I got the basic package. I didn't get anything special.
Oh,
and it was like $80.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I got mine for $60, but that's because I got it for sale.
Yeah, you got
at Michael's.
Right. Which, by the way, at your local craft stores, it's very hard to find those machines or anything you mm-hmm. use with those machines that you can use a coupon for.
Yep. So if you go to Michael's and you're looking for the die cutting machine, you make sure that, and you have like a 40 or 50% off coupon, you have to read the small lining. And if they, and be very careful, because it may not say that it covers that, and they might try to pull one over your eyes at the register. And say they don't accept it, and that's a lie, because on the print, you have to
keep clapping. You will take this coupon.
Yes. Because that happened to me, remember? Mm-hmm. We went to Michael's when I first got my die cutting machine. We went to Michael's, and she didn't want to take the 40% off, because when I went back in there, when Ricky and I noticed that my bill was a little bit more than what I should have paid, when I went back in there, the lady was like, well, we can't use this coupon. And I'm like, but it doesn't say that this is excluded. So yes, you have to use a coupon, because it doesn't say in here. And she's like, well, sometimes the coupons are not accepted. I'm like, well, I don't care. It says it here, and this is what it says, and you're going to take it off. Let me speak to your manager.
How are you? Oh, you got your hair on. You got your, let me speak to your manager.
No, the manager, because at that point she was like, okay, let me get my manager to make sure that we're doing it properly, because she didn't want to fuck up. And I understand that, because, you know, like, I didn't want her to think that I was trying to pull one over her eyes.
Because what happened is they also had, there was something where there was another discount applied to it instead of a 40.
Yeah, it was 20%. So the way that it happened was is that it was on sale already.
And you're not supposed to use a coupon on sale items.
Correct. It was like I think $89. I think it was on sale.
But it was off sale. The sign was there, but it actually was not on sale.
Correct. Correct. It was like, I think 40% off I think it was like
20% off.
Was it 20% off?
Mm-hmm. It was 20% off. And that's what they gave you.
Yes. And then there was 20% off the total of the bill. And then I had my coupon. And so when we were leaving, I noticed that it was like $50 or $60 more that I paid for. I was like, that's not right. So needless to say, just be careful when you go to your Michaels or your Hobby Lobby, because they will try to get you not to use those coupons, mm-hmm. even though it says on there that you can.
And you know what we've actually learned as well is that going to Michaels and all those places are fine for your basic products, but like for stamping, paper, all that stuff, you want to find a really good local craft store for. And we have found one.
That, and go on to markerpop.com.
Amazon.com has
Amazon.com has a few things.
Scrapbookpal.com.
Scrapbook.com. Mm-hmm. And then there's places, you know, then there's a direct like stamp
like
company.
Mama Elephant.
Lawn Fawn. Then there's, Concord and Ninth. .com
W+9
Right. So there's a few. There's Simon Says Stamps.
And you learn as you go where to go to get what items.
So Ricky and I have kind of come down to the realization that Marker Pop seems to be the place to go because, one, they have more discounts on stuff than any of the other sites. They have free shipping after, what is it, 25 or 50?
It's free shipping after 75, but if you become a gold member, which you just sign up like you would at a regular grocery store, it's over 50.
Yeah. So, and you don't pay tax.
And no taxes.
And I don't know if and there's a caveat to that. I don't know if it's based on your state or if it's based just like they don't charge taxes, but that's another benefit. excuse me. What else? You know, we're still trying to figure out, at least I know Ricky and I are, we're still trying to figure out like what kind of ink brand.
Yeah, I think
I will say, and I think Ricky will probably agree, the Distress from Tim Holtz is good. A must. You have to, like, I've learned that. I was being very resistant on getting it because I was like, I don't need that Distress shit. But you really do, because you could create really cool. I mean, you could recreate all that stuff with regular inks as well, but
you can't do the water resist with it.
You can't do the water resist with it. And because this is a more special ink, it doesn't look as heavy. Like, you have to make it look heavy. Right. Whereas if you use regular ink, like a dye or a, what's the other?
Pigment
ink. It lays on a lot heavier.
Also, when you go to buy the Distress inks, you don't always have to get the bigger pad.
No.
Like, I got a bunch of the smaller cubes on Joann's for like $1.03 or something each.
Yeah.
Or like, I mean, because Joann's has good sales too on stuff, but usually it's online.
Yeah. It's one of those where it's a hit or miss if you go to the actual store. But like, for example, like I just bought me like four pack of the cube stamps from Tim Holtz Distress Ink. So I got, what is that? 6 times 4. What's that math? I don't know.
6 times 12?
Times 4.
6 times 4? 24.
Yeah. So I got 24 small cubes for about $40. So basically like $1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so it ends up being really, you end up saving yourself a lot of money.
$2.
And you, I don't know. And you will, use them. You know, it's not.
Use them. And you can re-ink them.
Exactly, which is also a nice thing because you can. Also, too, I think what I'm starting to figure out is don't go crazy on buying like tons and tons and tons and tons of like you don't need to have 18 like boxes of Valentine's shit. Like you can mix and match, but get yourself like
five or six stamp sets with the die cuts if they have them, and you should be okay with that. Because like,
we're guilty. At the beginning, we were guilty.
Yeah, I stopped buying like Christmas shit. I stopped buying, you know, like Valentine's stuff because Valentine's is almost over. I mean, I could use it for like other stuff like an I love you card or whatever, but like I've stopped buying for that.
Pretty much your first year is going to you stocking up on stamps
for the next year. For you. Yeah. Because it really does make it. I think Ricky and I both started at a very good time because we're starting like, we're still building our stock or whatever, but we have enough that we don't really need to buy any more happy birthday stuff because we have pretty good amount of shit that we can use. The same thing for Christmas, I think.
Valentine's Day, Halloween.
So we have a good enough amount to really kind of lay the groundwork. Now, every now and don't get me wrong, we're still buying stamps.
Oh yeah, especially if something's cute.
That's another thing.
Or something that's on major sale.
Don't let the cuteness fool you. The cuteness will
fool you.
You will fall in the trap of, I need to get that because we walked into a crafting store last Saturday and I saw this superhero set that I immediately needed to have. First,
what was the plan to go inside?
Literally, we were going to walk in there, just look, and walk out.
Pick up what you had
ordered. Oh, yeah, because I had something on hold there, which was this like die cut set that was for, what was those flowers? They're not poppies, right?
Dogwood
flowers. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen the ones that Ricky has. It was the same die cut from that. Excuse me. So that was the only thing I was going to get. And I walked out of there with $75 worth of shit. Right. With Ricky trailing me at like 65.
Anyway, they love us there though. They're like,
oh my God. Like they give us hugs.
They get
like,
so excited.
I think it's because there's not a lot of guys who go there. Mm-hmm. It's mainly
one of women. Them thinks Roger and I are together and that we live separately and that we're just selfish and we buy the same thing and keep it for each other.
Yeah. I mean, I just love how she's got this entire like love story in her head.
Right. She totally does. And we haven't corrected her. We've tried by saying, oh, we don't live together. And she goes, ooh, I bet that's hard.
Right.
And you know,
like, she's like, maybe you guys should just like find a place together. Yeah.
I'm like, and then we're like,
we're trying.
We haven't literally said we're not together because we don't want her to want her to look stupid.
Right.
But
it's funny.
If you like last night I worked on a special order card. The card took me like 2 hours. And I mean, if I charged how much I got paid at work for that, no one would ever buy the fucking card.
Yeah.
I mean, this card was cheap for the labor that I put into it. But you know, it was fun and it was relaxing.
Yeah.
And they're super happy.
So. Yeah. I think that's the thing that I like the most is that it's just so nice to, like, you know, I finally sold some cards and to everyone who bought a card reached out to me and they were like, oh my God, they look so nice. And they were really pretty. I mean, I already have like 5 orders from one and, my other friend who bought just a regular card, he's like, I'm going to, you know, go back on the store because I need to buy some more cards. So, you know, it's all about networking and whatever.
And if you buy a card from an Etsy shop, not just ours, but anyone, go leave a review for them. Leave
a review because the reviews help. It puts our stores out there.
So now that we've talked 25 minutes about crafting.
Also, you know what? Like, wait. Because I feel like, I heavily relied on you when I first started because I didn't know, like I was buying shit, what I thought was right. And you're like, nope, you don't need that. And you don't need that. And you need to buy this cause this is better. And I'm like, motherfucker. So, you know, just if you have any questions
online,
one, Jennifer McGuire, Christina Warner are my top two favorite
YouTubes and
their own blogs.
Blogs.
They are awesome, and they have the list that we're giving you right now. Like they have those in separate YouTube videos that you say, like, these are the basics, this is what you get, and they will say, you don't need to be like us, we have all this stuff because this is our job. but you can have like a small, like start off small and build your supplies slowly. You don't need to go buy, you know, Ricky and I are crazy, but so. Oh, and one other thing, crazy. And another thing,
markers. That's super duper important. There's two types of markers that I think you should always have, is one that's watercolor type and one that, and Copics. Right, and Copics. Nothing else but Copic. I'm going to tell you every fucking video I've logged. How long did
it take you to get onto the Copic thing?
Almost a year.
I'm like, girl, you need to do this.
Yes.
Well, it hasn't been a year. We started in like October, right?
No. But remember, you were telling me from when we were coloring.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because how long did it take me to get the fucking Prisma color pencils? Right. It took me forever.
And but I use color pencils. I use the color pencils still on cards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't done that yet. I'm a little...
I forgot my watches.
Dead?
Yeah, it's on power save mode. Mm.
I'm going to tell you right now. So I really, really like the Zig clean
watercolor markers.
Mm-hmm. Right now they're selling a 60 box. That's the highest, but they have 80 colors. So if you buy the 60 and then you buy the 20 individual ones, I mean, it's still going to cost you. It's not going to cost you any more than probably like 150 if you can find the Zig markers on sale. Because usually they'll, like, markerpop.com will have a sale. You don't need all 20 new ones. You can be okay with the 60. One, because it has a variety of colors, but two, they're watercolor markers.
So they have different gradients.
Gradients that you can, if you add just a smidge of water, you can definitely get, like, if you're looking for an orange, a really light orange that you can't get from just a marker in that set, you could use a little water and you'll get that orange. It's a little harder and you need to have, like, there's a learning curve to it, but you can do it with that. I think those two are the best markers. A lot of people use like the Prisma color markers. They use the Walton and, or what is it? The Winsor?
Winsor and Newton.
Not Winsor and Newton, is it?
Yeah. But I haven't used those and they're probably good because they're just.
I'm going to tell you right now, Copic.
But Winsor and Newton are watercolor markers. Yes. They're not alcohol based.
Copic, because they seriously, you. They're expensive like crazy. I'm going to tell you right now, I've been going on eBay and I've been getting them. I think the average dollar amount that I spend on each individual marker right now is at about $3, about $3.50.
And there's 380 colors.
358.
I was so severely lucky with yeah, mine.
You were I haven't really talked
about this because I kind of feel guilty, but... I feel accomplished. So I was looking for these markers, and I'm like, these are so fucking expensive. I cannot buy these.
Okay, just to give you an idea of as to how. Okay, so there's five sets to collect and the whole 358, and there's 72 in each set. If you want to just get the entire set, each set on their website costs about $600 each.
Or you can find them in other places, like $399.
Correct. So either you pay the full $3,000 for all 358, or you could probably get it down to like $1,500 for all five sets.
So I was just, I wanted them, but I didn't want to pay super expensive price. So I was just like looking online, you know, looking at like eBay, and then I went onto Craigslist in the art section, and there was a person that was selling the markers that were close to where I was getting the tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an art student who did not have a job and he needed to pay his rent. And so he sold me the markers.
And how much did you pay for them?
I paid almost $500. For $3,000 worth of markers.
For $358 markers, you paid $500 for them.
Yeah.
That's like how
much? And I know that sounds a lot to people.
Let's do the math, because this is to show you how. So let's see, 500 divided by 358. You paid $1.39 for each of those markers.
And there's like $7.99 each, right?
And like yes, that. They're $7.99 at almost every place you find them, that's what you're going to pay for them. So, unless you get them on sale, like, you know, because you can go to Michael's and you can use your 40% coupon or your 50% coupon for it, and you pay like half of it, right? But yeah, they're still expensive.
So super. At one part, I was super guilty because I was like, oh, you know, this is his, you know, this is what he goes to school for and he has to sell his stuff. But then I was like, oh, I don't want to pay $3,000 for markers. And originally he only sold me three. And
three what? Three sets?
Three sets. Mm-hmm. And then he contacted me again. He said, oh, I need more money. I'll sell you the other two for this amount. And I was like, okay. So,
alcohol based, they're the best. I don't, I mean, I can't say enough. Like, they're awesome. You don't need all 358 if you're just starting out. Like, from what I understand, what the stuff that I learned, it was you can get away with like 150 of them and you'd be fine. The ones that you will need for sure are definitely the flesh tone ones. And then the grays, like, those are.
Oh, it's the heater.
Those are pretty important because a lot of the stuff that we use, you're going to probably use a lot of those colors. Right. And always get them in threes. Never buy just one.
You want a light shade, medium shade, dark shade.
Yeah. I mean, you want one, but if you're going to get one, make sure to get, you know, either the one right after it or skip one. Because mm-hmm. They said you can get away with skipping, you know, one number. So if it's like, you know, R17 and you don't have to get 18, you can skip 18 and go to R19.
Well, sometimes they're not even in order. Like, sometimes right. It'll be like E47 and then the next one's E95.
Right. And so just look at the gradient of because if you go to Copic.com, I think it's what the website is, they have like the what the numbers are and all that stuff. So
And then Tony, for my birthday, he's paying for me to take a Copic class. So I'll get to take a Copic coloring class and be certified in Copic coloring, the mm-hmm. first step, which I'm super excited about.
I know. I'm excited, too. I think I'm going to take that class.
You better hurry up and order it, girl.
It's on March, right?
March 11th. That's mm-hmm. a Friday.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take it, too.
Okay, so we're at 32 minutes. Let's stop the show, and then we'll record another one.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Instead of talking in the microphone?
Sure.
And so, sorry we went on a 25-minute tangent about card making, but it's exciting for us. Woohoo!
Yeah! Woo! Anyways, so the next one will be more on topics that we have to discuss for the... This one is probably for our fellow crafters,
right? So, and this is probably boring, the conversation that we should have had before we started recording, but we kind of didn't do that, so
that's fine. And by the way, did I say that? Yes, I did. So yes, Control is celebrating 30, so go out and listen to the album and enjoy Control. It's only like 40 Control. I think it's like 49 minutes because it's a short album, so
I'll think about it.
Anyways,
all right, bye. This is Ricky
and this is Janet, a one Miss Jackson.
Oh, okay. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, I need to pee.
Well, could you could hit the intro while you're at it.